The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. Allah's salutations be upon all of you, dear friend, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in the month of Ramadan. So welcome to this program, today's special. The topic of this episode is Ramadan and our social character.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Today, Thursday, is the 16th of the month of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Urdibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of April, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Hujurat, verse 10. We'll listen to.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question treats of the relationship amongst believers like that between brothers. The similitude demonstrates a number of points, including: Number 1, the friendship between two brothers is deeply rooted and firm. Number 1. Number 2, the friendship between two brothers is bilateral rather than unilateral. Number 3, such friendship is based on innate nature and disposition rather than on worldly and mundane appeals. Number 4, two brothers are unanimous before strangers and support each other. Understand the essence of fasting. Allah the Almighty has legislated fasting and made it as one of the pillars of Islam. Fasting is an obligatory act of worship which has many positive impact on both the individual and the community at all times. It contributes to building a strong and prosperous community if it is done as described in the Holy Quran and Hadith. Fasting is meant to be the best method to revive the good values, strengthen the Quranic identity of the believers, and enhance the welfare of the community. Allah made taqwa or piety in its broader sense the ultimate purpose of fasting. Furthermore, taqwa is the only criteria upon which people will be ranked in the sight of Allah the Almighty.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Greetings dear brothers and sisters and welcome. Thank you guys for joining us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your good deeds and to place you with good friends, with good gatherings. اللهم وفقني فيه لموافقة الأبرار وجنبني فيه مرافقة الأشرار. The people that we walk to have an influence. The people that we walk to, the people that we gather with, have a huge influence in our lives, whether we like it or not. And it's like that example that they always put, that if you enter a room of people who smoke, you will exit that room with that smell of smoke. Whether you like it or not, you will gain attributes, you will gain characteristics from the people that you live with, whether being them friends, neighbors, even people in your town, in your city. And the way that you interact with them, react with them, it really just changes you altogether. And thus, it is very important to choose those who you live with. It is important to choose and to pick with great precision, with great detail, those that you want to live with, those you want to be in this life with. And it's not only for, you know, children, it's also for adults as well. And we've seen it personally, how, you know, a bad friend, even for an adult, can change the life of not just this adult, but it also changes the life of their children. It also changes the life of their wives. It could have a negative impact. It could have a positive impact, depending on that person that they befriended. Thus, it is important to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us and to help us to be with al-abrar, with the good people, with the righteous people, with the pious people, with devoted people. Living with such people makes your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhata ar-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Serve your community, serve your society. Ramadan is a special time for Muslims to get together and strengthen their brotherhood, love, and be more compassionate. Abstaining from any substances from dawn to sunset makes those who are rich experience the sufferings of those who are hungry. There are millions of people living in extreme poverty who are hungry and have no shelter, especially those who live in war zones and refuge camps. Therefore, it is very important for those who would like to be perfect Muslims in this Ramadan to pay special attention to increase their practical sympathy and support to the poor, hungry, refugees, victims of violence and war, and those who have severely economically been affected by the current pandemic. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "Whomsoever sleeps well fed and knows that his neighbor besides him or her is hungry is an imperfect Muslim." Ramadan and our social character. A blessed Ramadan can bring about significant changes, particularly to our individual and social character, and could provide the best remedy to the individual as well as community's spiritual, moral, and social ills. Therefore, let us take the opportunity to become better individuals, family members, neighbors, and members of the community. We should not forget the extending our support to our social network and people in general, including our parents, elderly, relatives, friends, and neighbors, should not be materialistic only, but also intangible by good words via social media in the form of a video or voice call, a text message, a telephone call, and etc. Some people, especially our elderly, senior citizens and sick fellows, will be extremely happy if they receive a telephone call or video and voice call via social media. These acts do not cost anything. They are indeed easy to do, will not take much time, and they are very rewarding.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشى عشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Jesus was asked, who shall we sit with? Who shall we, you know, be with gatherings? Who should we gather with? So Jesus' response was, sit with the people that remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit with the people that make you gain knowledge, that help you gain knowledge. Sit with IRIB English radio station. You know, we're helping you gain knowledge, you know, that's our goal. Anyway, that's one thing to ask. Another thing to ask is to stay away from the sin, to stay away from evil people, wicked people, people who are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you want to befriend someone who's far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to walk to them, or they're going to take with you far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, it's important, it's significant, whatever you want to state, that you can control it or whatnot, even if you can't control it, it's going to take your time, it's going to take your patience, and you might not reach that goal of, you know, befriending someone and at the same time who is far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time keeping your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strong. Hence, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how we stated in this dua, Allahumma waffiqni fihi li muwafaqati al-abrar wa jannibni fihi murafaqati al-ashrar. And dear brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again to accept from all of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for this episode of today's special. I invite you to listen to our next episode, inshallah. May Allah keep all of you safe. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and since in some countries we're celebrating the birth anniversary of the elder grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, today, because of citing the crescent of Ramadan a day later, here we invite to savor some fresh food for thought, in the form of a maxim from Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him. Generosity is to begin with providing the gift before it is asked from you, and serve food in times of famine, while meanness in the fewness of giving and the speech of obscene language.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. One of the questions that many people ask during this blessed month, a month that, you know, we are trying to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month where we are trying to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really trying to get knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously more important, well, there's nothing more important than that, but one of the means in which we do it is by obviously understanding ourselves. One of those things that we ask during this blessed month, or people ask, is what is the philosophy behind fasting? And I fast, you know. And yes, I know there's thawab in it. I know that, you know, there's great reward in it. I know I have been commanded to do it in this blessed month. But what fasting itself, what is the philosophy? What is the principle? You know, what is the things, or rather those things, or as we would say, the benefit and the profit of fasting? These questions people may ask, you know. And as I mentioned so many times previously, that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have answered these questions in such beautiful ways. Obviously it requires some thought on them. They are not, you know, spoon feeding us, if you like to say that, but rather the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam give us principles, give us the core details, but it's not to say that at times they do not answer the question in its entirety. So for example, in this tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's a very beautiful tradition. There is a hadith that we have that is known as the hadith of Mi'raj, or the hadith when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, ascended to the heavens. Again, we don't want to get into the discussion of the means and the actual method and the actual, you know, happenings. But there's a very famous hadith that, and a conversation that occurred between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in quoting this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the Holy Prophet asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Mi'raj, Ya Rab, ma mirath al-sawm, you know, oh my Lord, what are those things that we acquire? Basically, if you want to put it in our terms today, what is the philosophy of fasting? Why do we fast? You know, you have commanded us to do so. But what is important to understand here, my dear brothers and sisters, that yes, this is a tradition, but it does not mean it is the entirety of the philosophy of fasting. This may be a part of fasting that we are able to understand. There may be other aspects of it that we do not understand, or that the Holy Prophet did not tell Imam Ali alayhi salam for whatever reason, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell the Holy Prophet for whatever reason. So one of those things that the Holy Prophet mentions that fasting brings is wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, وَقَالْ أَصَوْمْ يَرِثُ الْحِكْمَةِ. Sawm brings with it hikmah, or wisdom. Or rather, a person who fasts inherits wisdom. This is one of it. The hadith is very lengthy. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Ramadan, we're able to attain that hikmah and that wisdom which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRIB English Radio all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRIB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim and also Tajbeed points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from
IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, as you know, the scholars have always actually knew the importance of the holy month of Ramadan, and they had treated the Holy Quran differently in the holy month of Ramadan. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Ummah, in a gathering with the reciters of the Holy Quran, once said, "Do not forget about recitation of the Quran, and do not forget about reflection on the concepts of the Quran." Dear brothers and sisters, dear audience of IRB English Radio, today is the 16th day of the holy month of Ramadan, and for that we have selected a recitation of the Holy Quran from the Juz 16 of the Holy Quran, that is chapter Maryam, Surah Maryam, verses 16 to 21, by the well-known reciter Muhammad Shahat Anwar. Let's listen together.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا وَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Today is the 16th day of the month of Ramadan, and that is why we prepared a recitation from Juz 16 for you, because usually on the 16th day of the month of Ramadan, people recite Juz 16 of the Noble Quran. You just listened to the recitation of Surah Maryam, verses 16 to 21 by Shaykh Mahmoud Shahat Anwar. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا. The first rule that we have is the tafkhim of the ra in the word اذكر. In the phrase واذكر, we have a ra with tafkhim because the ra is ساكن and is preceded by a letter with a dhamma. In the riwayah of Hafs an Asim, whenever the letter ra is ساكن, we usually look at the letter before the ra ساكنة to determine whether it should be pronounced with ترقيق or تفخيم. If the letter preceding the ساكن ra has a fatha or a dhamma, it's pronounced with تفخيم. If it has a kasra, it's pronounced with ترقيق. And also there are other conditions whenever ra is ساكن. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. Again, the ra has to be pronounced with tafkhim and with tawassut and without qalqala. If you say مَرْيَمْ, مَرْيَمْ, that's incorrect. مَرْيَمْ إِذِنْ تَبَذَتْ. We have إِخْفَى بْنُونْ سَاكِنَةً in this phrase. إِذِنْ تَبَذَتْ. In the word إِنْ تَبَذَتْ, we have a nun sakina followed by the letter ta, and ta is a letter of ikhfa, so ikhfa takes place, and you have to approximate the place of articulation of ta, and at the same time make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. Min ahliha makanan sharqiya. We have another ikhfa in the phrase makanan sharqiya. As you can see, we can predict that the letter after the tanween is going to be a sheen, because only sheen has this place of articulation. مكانين شرقية فاتخذت من دونهم. Again, we have إخفاء ونون ساكنة. حجابا فأرسلنا. Again, إخفاء ونون ساكنة. And the approximation of the place of articulation of the letter of ikhfa after the tanween. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا. We have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِل here, and Sheikh Mahmoud Shahad lengthened the مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِل to four vowel counts. So during his recitation, he has to always lengthen the مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِل to four vowel counts. Now that he has lengthened this one to four vowel counts. رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. Now, as the final point that I'd like to make, since we run out of time, is the word ana. As you can see, there is a small circle ring on top of the alif of ana. It means that it's only pronounced with alif ul mad whenever you pronounce this word alone. Ana, ana. If you stop on ana, it will become ana. But if you don't stop, it will be أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. We have other instances in the Quran as well where if you stop on words that have a small circle written on top of them, they would be pronounced only whenever you stop, not when you continue. Okay, thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I now invite you to listen to the next segments of this program. Thank you.
Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, now it's time to listen to some key concepts of Juz 16 of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this, our program, where we will be discussing the 16th part of the Holy Quran on this, the 16th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Now, the 16th juz of the Holy Quran contains three surahs. It begins from the ending of the last part, obviously, that is from the 75th verse of Surah Kahf. It then continues and contains the entire remainder of the surah. It then contains the entirety of Surah Maryam and the entirety of Surah Taha. So what can we learn, or some of the points that are mentioned in these two, or rather three chapters of the Holy Quran? In Surah Maryam, we learn that it is never too late to put one's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always merciful to His servants, and He provides for them things which they may feel or think it is impossible. And this is what happened with Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, in terms of him getting a son by the name of John, or what we call him as Nabi Yahya. In the fourth verse of the surah, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, he said, "My Lord, indeed my bones have become feeble and my head has turned white with age. Yet never have I, my Lord, been disappointed in supplicating you. Indeed, I fear my kinsmen after me, and my wife is barren. So grant me from yourself an heir, whom I inherit from me, and inherit from the house of Yaqub, and make him, my Lord, pleasing to you." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, "O Zakaria, indeed we have given you the good news of a son whose name is Yahya." And this is from verses number 4 to verse number 7. Another important lesson we can take from this part of the Holy Quran is from Surah Taha, verses number 124 and 126. And it is for us to realize that we need to find and make use of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be blind to them. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. In this verse, or in these verses, that is from verse number 124 to 126 of Surah Taha, that is the 20th chapter of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, regarding His remembrance, regarding His signs, He says, "But whoever disregards my remembrance, he shall be a wretched life. And on the day of resurrection, we shall raise him blind." So this person, when he is raised on the day of resurrection, will say, "My Lord, why have you raised me blind, though I used to see?" He will say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, "So it is, our signs came to you, but you forgot them, and thus you will be forgotten today." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Him, to give thanks for them, and to use them in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended them to be used, inshallah, until our next program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms, or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of this series on parstoday.com under the Call of Slum Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good da'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Feels up the air, Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the lines we have in Dua al-Iftitah is that when I ask you and you delay what I'm asking and you don't give it to me, then I start getting anxious, I get angry, I get upset, and I complain about why this dua was not answered at that time. And then it follows the Imam of our time has taught us this dua, and he tells us to tell God this, because we all do this, unfortunately. Believers, we all do this. We ask God for something, if it doesn't happen next day, next minute, the time that we want it, we get upset with Allah. We start questioning Allah. We start questioning dua. We start questioning Islam. We start questioning the Ahlul Bayt. We question everything. And then the following line, the Imam teaches us to tell ourselves and in our words speak to Allah. Meaning use those words, speak to Allah and say, and the wording is really nice. La'alla. Perhaps. It's definite, but the wording there is perhaps because of our ignorance to teach us something. Perhaps what has been delayed, it's better for me that way. I beg God for something really nice that I saw, a nice car that I want to buy, a nice guy that I want to marry, whatever it is. I beg God, and it doesn't happen, I get really upset. You know what God saved you from? Oh, we don't know. We don't know. He knows. Yes. So he's told us to go there and ask for what is good according to what he knows, not what I want. This is the last point that I would like to make here. Let's prepare our minds in this way for Laylatul Qadr, from these nights that we're moving in that direction and getting closer to Laylatul Qadr. Start working on the realization, or maybe we can call it an epiphany, the epiphany that we don't know. We don't know what's good for us. Let's question what we on our own, not from the Quran, not from the Hadith, not from the du'as, on our own. There's a lot of things that we on our own think is good for us, and we ask for them. Or unfortunately, a lot of times we can start looking at what we think comes from a different source. Check it. We sometimes want things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is not good for you. For example, we want the dunya. We ask God for the dunya in a dunyawi way, meaning our heart wants and desires and want and really is that glamour has caught my eye. I really want it. But Quran says it's not good for you. We're asking for something in the Quran. God in the Quran has said it's not good. Let's spend this time working with our mind and heart, trying to clear up that stuff and go with a clean plate or clean sheet before God in terms of what we want. Say, oh Allah, I don't know. You know. This is my understanding of what you have said in the Quran, in the words of the Ahlul Bayt, of what's good for me. And basically, brothers and sisters, is this. I mean, the outline is given. Specifically, again, I don't know. But the outline is this. Oh Allah, give me the Akhirah. I know you have promised in the Quran you will give me whatever I need and more than what I need and all the beauties and glamour and luxuries of this world. You give some more, some less, sometimes more, sometimes less. You have guaranteed that. I want the Akhirah. I want to be with the Ahlul Bayt. I want to be with you. I want to, like Asiya asked, Allah Rabbibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. Please construct a house near yourself, by yourself in paradise. I don't want to be just in paradise. I understand that there's multiple ranks. I don't want to be satisfied by just, please, I want you to take me near Amirul Mu'mineen, near the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. And that's the closest to you, closest to Allah, are these figures, are these muqarrabin, the greatest muqarrabin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closest to him, closest proximity to him, are the Ahlul Bayt, are the Prophet in his household. We ask him for that, inshallah. Let's actually work on that, and that this is not only words. And then whatever else comes to my mind in terms of specifically, work on trying to realize that I really don't know. And go to God and say, you know what's best, Ya Allah. You know what's good for me. You know what's bad for me. I acknowledge that I don't know. Don't know, inshallah. If we ask in that way, it reminds me, this is completing that point. It's not a new point. One of the lines that we have in the Holy Quran, a very beautiful dua from Prophet Musa after he escaped the Fir'aun, when he killed one of the soldiers of the Fir'aun without him wanting. He left, he moved towards the Sinai Peninsula. According to the accounts, he went to Mada'in, and Mada'in is in current day Jordan, and it's not too far away from, apparently from what I've seen on the map, it's not too far away from the Red Sea on the eastern side of the peninsula, but it's a little further down south as well. Anyhow, so he went over there and he saw the pond of water. Different people were there with their animals, giving their flocks of sheep and goat and, I don't know, cattle perhaps, maybe camels, whatever they had, their horses. They're giving them water, and then there are two girls sitting at a distance from the water with their flock. And that he went to them, said, what's happening? You've heard this. He said, well, our father is older, and we're female. We're not going to be bumping into men there, and they're not opening up a path, they're not being respectful and allowing us to go, so we're waiting for them to get done with their share and then we'll go. He said, well, I'll take him. He took them. Some people have other thoughts for some reason, I don't know. He didn't have any intentions of anything. Okay, he just saw people in need of help. Our minds are corrupt. He saw two people, yes, there were females, two people in need of help. He realized, he went and helped them. After he helped them, they left. Now he's there. What's his dua? He's there. He doesn't know where to go, what to do. He's traveled this distance. He doesn't know if he's actually escaped. He hasn't escaped. They're still after him. He doesn't know any of that. How much further? What's going? What the future holds for him? None of that is known to him. The dua he makes is an amazing dua. He says, رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. Oh my Lord, إني, verily I, لما أنزلت إلي, to what you bring down إلي, to me, min khayrin, of good. Khayrin, it's nakira, it means any good. Okay, any good. I don't know what's good for me. In other words, he doesn't ask for a house. He didn't ask for security. He didn't ask for marriage. He didn't ask for anything specifically. He said, God, I am in need of whatever good you bring down for me. That's his dua. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? Allah gave him marriage. Allah gave him security. Allah gave him training. And then he sent him back to Egypt. He became one of the Rusul, that is Ulul Azm, one of the five great prophets through the training. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Musa. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. I don't know. You know. Even the knowledge of what's good, I don't know. Whatever is good, any good that you know. I won't put any rank to it either. It's interesting. He doesn't say the greatest khayr. Just said min khayrin. I'm in need. I'm needy. That feeling, that state of mind, if you go to Allah with that state of mind, that's the type of blessing you're going to get. You go there thinking of something small or whatever and begging Allah for something small, okay, you're going to get that. You're going and asking for things that you think are really great and you don't even know what they are. He went and said, God, I'm in need of whatever good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him some of the greatest goods that are there. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us mentally prepare for Laylatul Qadr. Also in our actions prepare. We need to do a lot of istighfar. A lot of istighfar. A lot of asking for forgiveness. A whole lot of it. Until I realize I am really guilty of so many crimes. The ones that I know of and I have forgotten. And the ones I didn't even realize how disrespectful, how wrong this word I said to this person, to that person, to Allah, this thought I had towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how wrong it was. I didn't even realize. We need to do a lot of istighfar. Inshallah, both of those will help us.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how
if you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.